Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who to start, who to sit for week five of the NFL season, next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Heath Cummings to talk about some start sit calls for week five. And we'll just jump right in with Thursday night football. We learned on Wednesday that Jonathan Taylor will not play, which isn't surprising, only 3 days removed from that ankle injury. Hopefully he'll be okay for week six. But that leaves us with both starting running backs for the Broncos and Colts out in this one. And we'll start with Nyheim Hines. How high are you ranking Nyheim Hines for week five?
He's a low-end number two running back in full PPR, more of a flex in non-PPR. I think he'll probably split early downs with Phillip Lindsay or Deion Jackson, whoever they decide to run out there for 10 carries. I don't expect them to run the ball effectively because they couldn't run the ball effectively when they had Jonathan Taylor. But I would expect him to catch a few more passes. And if he scores, he'll probably finish top 15.
Yeah, and Hines has played 50% of the snaps in 10 career games. He's averaged 17.5 PPR points. However, that's probably skewed by the fact that if Nyheim Hines is playing 50% of the snaps, it probably means that the Colts are playing from behind and he's getting a lot of targets. So, hey, if that happens this week, that's probably good for him. So it's not necessarily the worst outcome. He's my number 18 running back. So I've got him in like AJ Dillon, Ezekiel Elliott, Miles Sanders range of guys who you probably need to score a touchdown to be top 15 backs. What about the Broncos backfield? I assume you have Melvin Gordon ranked higher than Nyheim Hines.
He has one spot ahead of Nyheim Hines. He should be higher if he hadn't been so miserably bad this season, just dropping the football at every opportunity. I think the most likely outcome is he's getting 15 plus touches, but they've seemingly benched him a couple times already this year because he dropped the ball. So I do think there is some risk there. And I think this is a pretty good Colts defense. I'm not sure that he's going to run the ball efficiently. I definitely like him significantly more than Hines in non-PPR. But in full PPR, they are one spot apart, I believe 20 and 21 in the rankings.
Yeah, I've got them 16 and 18, so very similar range. How would you rank them relative to Falcons running back Tyler Algier, who we expect to be the lead running back with Cordarrelle Patterson out?
I've got them both significantly ahead of Algier for now. He's more of a low-end flex. I don't like how close the split was between him and Caleb Huntley. Mm-hmm. I just don't like this Falcons offense very much, and I can't believe that the Buccaneers' run defense is as bad as it looked against the Chiefs on Sunday night. I kind of expect this game to be one where the Buccaneers really reassert themselves. So I don't have a lot of projected points for the Falcons.
I will point out, I think Caleb Huntley, all 10 of his carries came in that stretch where the Falcons just decided, we're just going to run the ball and do nothing else. And they did that 14 snaps in a row, which is pretty unheard of in the modern NFL. But their offense right now is kind of unheard of in terms of how much they're running the ball. Tyler Algier or the Patriots running backs, Damien Harrison, Ramondre Stevenson.
I have both Patriots running backs inside my top 20 this week.
Matchup against the Lions.
Fantastic matchup against the Lions, and who knows who's playing quarterback for the Patriots. They might run the ball 45 times in this game. So I like both Ramondre Stevenson and Damien Harris. I think I have both of them ahead of Hines and Melvin Gordon as well.
Are we starting Deontay Johnson with Kenny Pickett making his first start against what might be the best defense in the NFL and the Buffalo Bills?
I've got him as a low-end number two wide receiver. If you start three wide receivers, I think you're definitely starting. If you start two wide receivers, it's questionable. There are guys like Curtis Samuel and Chris Olave and Christian Kirk, Brandon Cooks, who were drafted behind Deontay Johnson, who I would start over Deontay Johnson this week. But he's not ranked so low that I would totally go away from. The really interesting thing is going to be, does he dominate targets from Kenny Pickett like he's dominated targets from Ben Roethlisberger and Mitch Trubisky? He obviously didn't in the first half of football with Pickett, but I don't take much away from that.
Yeah, I mean, it was 13 passes. George Pickens got four of them. Deontay Johnson got two. I don't think you can really take much from that, except, my general sense would be that you're hoping Pickett is just – that's confusing, Pickens and Pickett both being rookies for the Steelers. You're hoping Kenny Pickett is just an upgrade for this offense and can at least make them a little more explosive than Mitchell Trubisky would, which you're hoping just benefits both Deontay Johnson and George Pickens, but – at least for me, I'm still clearly expecting Deontay Johnson to be the number one wide receiver.
I am. I will say, if it turns into a 1A, 1B situation and Deontay Johnson doesn't see a significant increase in his efficiency, he's going to be almost useless because his entire value has been based on the fact that he gets 11 or 12 targets every week. He's been one of the least efficient wide receivers ever.
Yeah, just, we're going on now four quarterbacks or three quarterbacks over 4 years where Deontay Johnson has dominated targets. So I feel pretty good about projecting that. Yeah. But yeah, it would be bad for him if it was a 1A, 1B situation. I agree with that. We'll do one more start sit question before we close out real quick. And it's just at quarterback. Where are you ranking Tom Brady? And would you rank someone like Trevor Lawrence or Jared Goff ahead of him this week?
No, I do have Lawrence as a top 12 option, but I've got Brady at number 6 this week. I pretty much just think Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are there. Everything's fine. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are not, everything's not fine. But I do, like we saw, even the run-pass split had gone really run-heavy, and then Godwin and Evans are back. Run-pass split goes even more insane in favor of throwing the ball. So I don't think the Falcons can stop Tampa Bay from doing whatever they want, and what they want to do when they have their wide receivers is throw.
I agree with that. I've got Tom Brady, number 7. So agreed, like Jared Goff and Trevor Lawrence, both as top 12 guys this week, but Tom Brady a little more. So that's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll be back with a Thursday Night Football recap and some more Week 5 start sit questions in tomorrow's episode. We'll see you then.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.